Hey guys, it's Livy. Welcome back to Me Versus My PMDD. And it is the... Jesus, sorry, I lost my train of thought. Okay, Jesus guys, I'm sorry. It is May 4th, 2019. And I just wanted to talk about my day and how it went. I know it doesn't seem that effective right now, but trust me, sometimes it gets really hectic and hard to deal with, and I legit have a mental breakdown. I've only had a couple of those in a couple of my episodes, but yeah, eventually when you realize you have PMDD, you just learn to go with it after a while. But let me just take you through my day real quick, though. Show you what kind of cool crap I'm doing, y'all. All right. So, started out normal. Mine and I slept till 10, which was amazing. Haven't had a sleep like that in a long time. And I mean, like, it had been 2 weeks. It was that bad. But, I mean, I enjoyed last weekend. It was very, very nice to go to the beach. But I really needed sleep. So eventually I got up and I ate, and then I went out with my dad to the thrift store and found this really cool lamb cake mold. And it is actually really adorable, and we were going to use it for Mother's Day to cook my mom a cake, because she loves her some sheep. And I mean, she really is obsessed with them, but like in a good way. Just, you know, we thought this would lighten up her day, definitely. And we also went to Aldi, and we bought these really pretty cards that were like a dollar, and it's so cute. Like, I really do love my card for her. She's gonna love it. And I also got some gum on the way out. And then we went to Home Depot and I saw one of my friends, Abby, from church. I haven't seen her in a long time. But I was definitely glad to see she was doing well. You know, by well, I mean, she has gotten a little bigger. In, like, a good way, but, like, it had just been, like, basically a year since I really saw her. She's growing up too fast. But then we moved on to Walmart, and we ran around the store looking for cake mix. And we also found these really cute pajamas from my mom. They were also, you guessed it, sheep pajamas. And basically we ran around and ate some sample cookies while waiting for this large-ass storm to pass, because it made the lights go out. So we just stood there in the lobby just for, like, 15 minutes waiting for that thing to fucking move. I mean, it was really interesting to watch everyone hectically run towards the door while we're just sitting back eating cookies like this is normal. Because in Kansas, where I used to live, totally different story, man. I mean, it was worse than here. It was worse than here. And I live in a southern state, so... Yay! Anyways, so eventually we went home and I wrapped my present and cleaned out that nice sheep mold undetected by my mother. And then I went out to go meet Heather to get my little device that I talked about in past episodes. No, I'm not talking about a vibrator. I am talking about a J-U-U-L. And in this case, we're gonna call it Julia, because, you know, the irony, and also because I thought it was hilarious. But eventually, I went out and got Julia and some pods, and I had a blast with Julia, and stopped by McDonald's and let my friend Kara hit on the way home, which was actually kind of lit. I looked at her, I hugged one of my other friends who works there, and then I was like, yo, you want a hit? And she was like, do I? And then she ran into the bathroom. It was really funny. But eventually I got home and I got ready for the band banquet. And I looked bomb as fuck. Like, it was great. My hair looked good. Everything looked good. And I was actually kind of proud of myself. And eventually I got out of the car at the band banquet and almost died getting into the building, simply due to the fact I was wearing heels and I accidentally stepped back and almost slid in mud, but I saved myself. And, luckily, one of my friends saved a seat at our round table near my guard, unlike last time, which was, like, on the other side of the room. But this time we were right next to the guard table, so I could talk to the guard and my friends. And basically, Callie, Kaylee, my friend Molly, and Lily sat with me, and we had a blast watching the slideshow for an hour and, you know, laughing about band camp, which was a joy. Always, you know, all of us made the screen, so that was great, you know, we all had that one photo. And eventually we took a shit ton of selfies because we were feeling good about ourselves, and then awards happened. And, you know, my sponsor that's leaving, they announced it last year when Miss B, my past sponsor, left. And this time when Miss Rosero grabbed the microphone, I immediately started crying. And Mr. B announced she was leaving, and, like, all the guards stood up and walked up there and gave her a gift. And we all talked and hugged and cried, and as soon as she hugged me, they all gathered around in a circle, and we all hugged each other and cried a lot. And it felt amazing, because the bond we have, no doubt, earlier this year when everyone tried out, we were like, this year's gonna be amazing. Like, I had a feeling. And it was. It really was. Even through the bad times, even through my depression and, you know, little fights or explosions here and there, I really pushed through. And we came out just fine and amazing, and our team was really good this year. And I'm gonna miss it. I really am. Even the bickering, I mean, heck, we're family, and it's a sisterhood. I couldn't have asked for more this year. But eventually, on the way back, I shed a couple tears, and I hugged my mom. And I really did feel sorrow for my beloved teacher. I love her, and she's like a mom, and I'm really gonna miss her. I really am. But in the end, we ended up taking lots of pictures and had a blast doing it with all the guard moms and dads. And eventually, we started dancing, and the parents left, and me and my friends hit up Julia in the bathroom, and eventually, we all got really bored because it was kind of, boring. But one of my friends did compliment me for having a separate life and not just living off the people in guard, because a lot of people just, in guard, yeah, it's a sisterhood. I'm part of it, and I do talk to people. And I do love them very much, and we do connect on a whole nother level. But unlike them, I have friends outside of just the guard. I'm that person who talks to everyone, and I love them no matter what, you know, in different sections. And one of my friends was actually really proud of me for being able to hold up a whole life in color guard, and still having the courage to have friends outside of it. And so, basically, my friend Kaylee hit up Julia on the way home, and I let her drive. So that was fun. And we all scored a sleepover at my house. Care, Callie, and Cal got to come over for a bit and, you know, hang out with me. And then eventually Cal had to get up and leave. But, you know, that's chill because she had work in the morning. And so eventually I gave one of my friends, Care, a pod for $10, which was actually really good. Because the pods I got were $15 and I was like, what the fuck? You know, that shit's expensive. Legit, we all thought they were $10, like just a pack of four, but it turns out they're $15. So $10 for a pod is a good price, actually, for me selling it. I'm profiting a lot for some reason. But anyways, we all watched Trolls, and then, you know, Cal went home and I blew up an air mattress. Carrie slept with her new free Julia that she got from a friend also, and that's why she did buy a pod for me. And me and Callie stayed up a lot and talked till we fell asleep. And, it was actually a really amazing day, even though, you know, a couple things went down in my brain, you know, it actually was really calming, and using Julia was a way different experience than I thought. Like, at first I thought, oh shit, I'm gonna get addicted, or some shit like that, but eventually, it really does calm my anxiety and my, like, depressive thoughts, it really does. I don't know what it is, but, like, you know, I'm not hitting it every 10 minutes, for God's sakes, I'm not that crazy. But it really does, whenever I have anxiety, I just take a small little sip, and it's like everything's okay. And I'm actually kind of glad, because I'm going to use this thing until I start my actual birth control method. But first, I got to wait for my period to show up, and it's been a very long couple weeks waiting and waiting and still waiting. So I'm guessing it'll be a while, and Julie is going to have to hold down the fort till it happens. So thanks for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this session. Meet me back here tomorrow. See ya.